So to understand what happened really with Silicon Valley Bank, we should take a step back and try to understand how banks work, right? So in a typical bank, I'm oversimplifying here, you deposit and you either get zero or you zero interest or you get some interest, right? The banks in turn take this money and they lend it and get some interest. And then, of course, their profit is when they keep the difference, right? Between, so let's say they pay you either zero or I don't know, 0.5% interest, and they lend it out at 4, 5, 6, 7%, and they get to keep the difference. But for its day-to-day operations, the bank need to keep some cash. And then, so they will have a little bit of cash in hand because people need to withdraw and, all of that. And then with the rest of the money, which is probably going to be a large chunk, they will either invest it or buy some very safe assets, which in Silicon Valley Bank's case was, real estate assets or bonds, right? Let's call it that. Now, the other thing with Silicon Valley Bank is they're very, of course, they're based just by the name, they're based in the Silicon Valley and they're very startup focused or very startup, they work with a lot of startups. That's their specialty, right? So now in 2020, during and after COVID, there was the startup boom where the VCs gave a lot of money to startups. And all of these startups, if not most of them, went and deposited it in Silicon Valley Bank. So Silicon Valley Bank was like flush with a lot of cash. And of course, what they do is they keep a little bit of the cash, they lent out a little bit, and then they invested the rest in bonds, right? Now, what happened with bonds is when they invested it, the interest rates were very low. But with over time, as the interest rates start to go up, as most of us know, with inflation and a lot of other macro factors, the bonds are now worth lesser because when you buy a bond that's paying a low interest rate, and now I can go into the market and pay something that's higher interest rate, you have to sell the lower interest rate bond at a cheaper rate for it to match the other rates, right? Now, what happened, the other factor was that in late 2022 and 2023, funding started to dry up for startups, right? So they needed cash, and a lot of the cash that was needed by them was more than what Silicon Valley Bank anticipated. So, in order to get this and match what their customers needed, Silicon Valley Bank sold some of the bonds at a loss, like we discussed earlier, and then also decided to sell some new stock so that they have a little more, let's call it liquidity, right? So liquid cash with them. Now, this is very normal. I mean, like a lot of companies do it, a lot of banks do it. So there's nothing actually out of the way or illegal that the bank did. But what happened is, as soon as Silicon Valley Bank announced this, a lot of people panicked and assumed that they had a cash problem. Now, this led to what is called a bank run, where people withdraw money en masse. And then it was just like negative contagion, where investors told startups and then startups told other startups, and everybody tried to withdraw money at the same time, right? And the Silicon Valley is like a very small place. This kind of exponentially amplified or exacerbated the problem, causing the bank to have like no immediate money to return to their depositors. Right now, the bank is left with like no money. And then, of course, this is like pretty bad, not a great situation to be in. And what's happened is, at the moment, the US government has decided to honor every depositor even above the 250K limit. The 250K number is very important because that's the amount that the FDIC insures every bank account. But above that, it's kind of like, you as the depositor, it's your own risk, right? Now, startups were scared, also because had the bank frozen funds, or like I'm not able to withdraw, me being a startup, I'm not able to withdraw my funds from the bank, I would not have been able to run payroll and run a lot of my day-to-day operations. So that's why it's kind of a little let's say a difficult situation, but at the moment it seems fine. And just to say, to the best of my knowledge, Silicon Valley Bank did not do anything wrong or illegal, but it was just human negative emotional contagion. And humans in general, we panic when we hear some bad news and try to pull out a lot of the money and all of that, which is exactly what happened. It was just bad luck and bad timing. So I hope this helped, and of course I'm happy to discuss more. Okay, thank you.